In Spain, police have killed the lone fugitive of a 12-man Spanish terror cell claimed by ISIS. That's the group that carried out last week's fatal van attack in Barcelona. Another four members of this group are still alive and in police custody. They appeared in a Madrid court under tight security. But as NPR's Soraya Zarhadi-Nelson reports, even with the terror cell crushed, people in the coastal city still do not feel safe.
Catalan President Carles Puigdemont announced the news.
Just before 5 o'clock in the afternoon, the Catalan police has shot dead Yunus Abu Yaqub, direct perpetrator of the attack in Barcelona, causing the death of 14 people.
Police say the young Moroccan immigrant drove the van last Thursday that ran over pedestrians on a famous Barcelona promenade. He then ditched the vehicle and stole a car after fatally stabbing its driver, Pau Perez. He was a 34-year-old NGO worker and soccer fan from Spain. For 4 days, Abu Yaqub evaded an intensive manhunt, including in the charming Catalan town where he and most of the other suspects grew up. The 22-year-old was finally spotted yesterday west of Barcelona by two civilians who recognized him from TV. Two local officers found him crouching in a vineyard and demanded to see his ID.
Y aquesta persona en aquell moment...
Catalan Police Chief Josep Luis Trapero says Abu Yaqub opened his jacket and shirt to reveal what looked like an explosives belt and shouted, "Allahu Akbar." The officer shot him. But the bomb turned out to be a fake, similar to the ones worn by some of the other terror cell members shot last week in the seaside town of Cambrils. At a makeshift memorial of candles, flowers, and notes for the terror cell's victims on Las Ramblas, Barcelona native Hector Campos took little comfort in the news. He says, do I feel safer? No. Have we stopped terrorism with this? No. Moroccan-Canadian tourist Adnan Akram says what happened to Abu Yaqub is justice, but that it's also sad. He talks about coming with his wife to Barcelona because it seemed safe compared to other European cities. Behind them, the crowd applauds several police officers walking by in a plea of sorts for them to make it safe again. Soraya Zarhadi-Nelson, NPR News, Barcelona.